All right, so welcome to your Wednesday, the 6th of November. As you know, Wednesdays, I absolutely love them because I invite beautiful, amazing women doing amazing things in their communities, in their businesses, in the world, and I invite them here to share their stories to encourage us to keep going. And I think this month of November, we need it more than ever because we're all trying to clutch at the last pieces of the year and just get through it. And I'm so excited. This lady's story is unbelievable. Her name is Vumile Magasela, and she is basically Vumile Cooks. And Vumile has had an interesting story of how she ended up cooking and where it started to where she is today. But she's also got other businesses that have grown from this. So instead of me running on, let's meet the beautiful lady. How are you, Vumile? How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Great. It's so awesome to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me.
So I saw a post. Zama from our PR department sent me a post and said, check this lady out on Twitter. And the post I saw was, it all started under a tree at a taxi rank, and now you have a whole business, restaurants, hair stuff, the works. So let's start. Where did it all begin?
Oh, oh wow. Okay. It's been a journey. Yeah. Vumile Cooks started 3 years ago at a taxi rank in Montclair. Mm-hmm. I was selling just a plate of food under a tree, mm-hmm. and it was just going for 50 rands. And honestly speaking, I never thought that 3 years later I'll have an eatery of my own in North Beach, overlooking the ocean view.
Wow.
Right next to Langeni Hotel, which has always been my favorite spot. So I more than anything else, I always say it's God's doing more than mine.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for the opportunity and the help that I've received along the way. I'm grateful for my team. I am grateful for the women that surround me and inspire me on a daily and believe in my dreams more than anything else. Because as women or as a person, you need somebody that believes in you so that you don't stop going.
Wow. You don't stop going. So there you are under a tree selling a plate of food at a taxi rank, 50 rand a pop. How does it translate from being a plate of food at a taxi rank to now Ocean View Restaurant?
It's challenges. Maybe it's because I'm that one person that always look at the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Everything I believe has a positive side as much as it can be negative at that time. But if you look close enough, you'd find something good about it.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago, I started selling food. What happened is I was broke.
Yeah.
Not having money is the biggest motivation. I was broke, unemployed, and young.
Yeah.
And I needed something to generate income because at that time, I only had one business registered, which is Yendalo Products, which is a brand of organic products that grows hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been in business and doing not too bad, but looting affected us. Before that, COVID affected us. So I was broke.
Mm.
And my family had always loved my cooking. And my friends always said, hey, if you had to sell your food, we'll buy it type of thing. And then I saw a gap in the market. Mm. The rank that I started at didn't have umama we plate, lase rank, because we all know a rank if umama we plate.
Mm.
But they didn't have umama we plate. And I thought, why not be that umama we plate as young as I was?
You are, yeah.
I was only 26 at that time. 27, sorry. At that time. So people were on some, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's food. I want to sell it. I know how to cook it. So why not? I went there, set up a table, started selling. I am really grateful for Twitter because Twitter gave me a break 3 years ago. I started advertising on Twitter that I sell a plate of food and I was trending for a couple of days. So I started getting lines and people were buying my food. But unfortunately, I couldn't acquire the permits that I needed to sell at that location. So when that happened, I needed to stop. And then I stopped, but my customers kept on calling me. On some, we are at your table. Where are you? What's going on? Why can't we find you? And I'm like, ish. And most of my customers at that time, believe you not, were people that were working in Umhlanga.
Wow.
So I decided, why not take my food to them? I went back to the drawing board, rebranded my food. I mean, my packaging now, because I needed to sell to an upscale market.
Right.
So I needed to make sure that it looks as good as it tastes.
Right.
So I invested in the packaging, invested in my marketing, and I brought my plate of food to Umhlanga. I used to come here and deliver to the office parks daily. And my marketing was me walking and sending out flyers to anyone that I could see.
Wow.
And before I knew it, that was working well. And then we ventured into corporate. And 3 years later, we are at North Beach.
Wow. So your restaurant in North Beach, you said right next to the Elangeni Hotel.
Yes.
I need to come and visit very, very soon.
Please do.
Now, you have other businesses that fall under you. You've got Spicy Much.
Yes.
Which is your spice business.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that. You've got Yandalo Products, which is your hair care products. And then, of course, Vumile Cooks, which is your cooking business.
Yes.
So we're going to chat to this young lady who's just literally COVID, the riots, as well as being broke and young and unemployed. All of those things were hitting her, and today she has got an entire business empire going. We're going to chat more with her. If you have any questions, 061-792-9495.
Carol O'Fori.
KZN's number one, and it seems the audience is falling in love with you, Vumile. One of our audience members is Lichen. What is the name of the restaurant? We want to go visit the restaurant that's out in North Beach. So give us the address and the name of the restaurant.
The name of the restaurant is Vumile Cooks. You will see it. It's on the ground floor at number 107A Snail Parade.
Snail Parade. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're just joining us, welcome. It is KZN's number one. We are hanging out with our Woman Crush Wednesday. Hello to our Facebook people who are watching us live on Facebook. We are live. So you can see our beauty in studio. Yes, our beauty's in studio. And we're chatting with Vumile. She's phenomenal. We heard earlier about how her business started under a tree at a taxi rank, and now she's got this beautiful restaurant that she mentioned right next to Elangeni Hotel. There you can find her restaurant. It's called Vumile Cooks. Now, Vumile Magasela is a business owner, right? Multiple businesses. As we touched on just before going to break, you have the spices, which is Spicy Much. Talk to us about Spicy Much, your spice blend.
Spicy Much is a brand of spices. We aim at providing quality spices at affordable prices.
Okay.
The idea behind it was I've always had social media support when it comes to my food mostly. And my food looks pleasing to the eye at least.
Yeah.
So people always wanted to taste my food, but they were too far. And I thought, what can I do to make sure that at least they get to experience me?
Yes.
And my cooking. And then the next best thing was to just package my taste and send it to them so that when we gave birth to Spicy Much.
Spicy Much. I love it. Then we've got Yandalo Products. Pardon, which is your hair care range.
Yes.
I'm assuming you use it on your beautiful fro.
Yes, I do.
Because you've got big, great, amazing, luscious hair. Tell us about that.
Yandalo Product is a brand of organic product. We have a hair growth oil which moisturizes your strands, restores nutrients to your roots, and then stimulates growth.
Wow.
And it is coconut based. Coconut is one of the oils that actually penetrate your scalp. Don't just work as a sealant, because most oils work as a sealant, but ours penetrate your scalp, which motivates growth. And we also have a hair moisturizing butter, which makes sure that your hair is restored in moisture and also easy to manipulate, because one of the biggest problems with having this type of hair is the fact that it breaks a lot because it dries out a lot.
Mm.
So our hair butter moisturizes your hair so that your hair doesn't break.
Okay, and we see your hair ain't breaking, girl.
At all.
All right, and then of course you've got the catering, Vumile Cooks.
Yes, I
talk
do.
Talk to us about that.
Vumile Cooks started, as we had mentioned, under a tree at a taxi rank, but now we do catering for events, we do catering for corporate companies, we do private chef services. So if you feel like you don't want to cook and there is somewhere that you booked with your family, I'm your girl. I'll come cook for you. And
yes,
we also do lunch packs. So if you need lunch packs, we've got you. And we also do cooking classes. I do cooking classes. With these cooking classes, I'm not only just teaching you how to cook recipes, but the whole idea behind them is to teach people how to venture into cooking as a business.
Nice.
Because what I had realized is one of the biggest problems with cooking as a business, it's easy for people to start, but it's very hard to maintain yourself because you don't know the right tools or the right techniques or
right,
where to get your product. Even pricing. Pricing is a biggest factor as to why most businesses don't succeed.
Right.
So I will teach you all those tricks in this cooking class so that when you leave my cooking class, you know exactly how to run your own business.
Nice. And where do we find everything? Where do we find you? Where do we find the cooking classes? Where do we find everything?
You find me on social media at Vumile Cooks on Facebook, Vumile Cooks on Instagram, Vumile Makasela on Facebook. That's my personal page, but information is always there. I'm also Makasela Vumile on Twitter, and we also have a business number that you can call, and it's also available for WhatsApp. That is 074-5433-507.
I love it. Okay, so here's my favorite part. You literally started under a tree at a taxi rank. Today you can talk about hair products that you sell. You can talk about your catering service. You can talk about your ocean view restaurant and your spices people can buy from all over the world. What's your advice for some of us that are holding back? We are so scared.
Oh, it gets scary. And it will also get tough once you start. But my advice would be to never stop. Keep on going. I know it sounds cliche, but there will be days where you would want to stop. Just don't give in. Remember why you're doing it and aim for the highest that you can. And believe you me when I say, if Vumile Magasela with no culinary background and no background in business at that time could do it, you can do it yourself.
Oh, you can do it yourself. Vumile Magasela, thank you so, so much. Remember, guys, her restaurant is on the beachfront there next to Elangeni. Vumile Cooks. You can find her social media, Vumile Cooks, Vumile Magasela. You can find her all over. Thank you for being so inspiring and wishing you all the best. And I'm coming to visit.
Oh, please do.
I'm going to eat
so
everything. And quick one, your birthday's coming up January. You mentioned that you do something special for people.
Yes. This year, we are just accepting pet donations. The people that have been at my restaurant or that know about my restaurant, they will know. We have a ladies' corner in the toilet where we have feminine products. They are free to the public. Anyone can walk in and get as many as they need because I really believe they should be free, but they're not. So if you need or you are in the vicinity, please do come in and take as many as you need. And if you want to donate, please drop them at the restaurant. And before I forget, I would really love to send a shout out to my team. Yes. They've been amazing MVPs. I really, really appreciate them. I would not be able to do this without them. I have an amazing staff. And yeah, you guys should come to the restaurant. We cannot wait to greet you.
I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant where there's free sanitary products.
Well, ours is the first.
You are the first, baby.
Thank you so
you
much.
You are the first. Vumile Cooks, I'm coming to eat your food. At the beachfront, next to Elangeni, you can't miss it. Vumile Cooks. Vumile, you're amazing. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you,
thank
in.
Thank
you. Yay. Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.